You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
No, we were DMing last week, and he said Quincy Acey is just better than Greg Monroe, and we discussed.
I do agree. Like that, I will stand by that take.
I'm undecided on whether or not I agree, but I see the merit to it.
Okay. Quincy Acey is just like the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah, I would rather a cool guy for that spot than any. I mean, that was the whole thing I wrote last week, was I'd rather the cool guy than the player with marginal skill.
My opinion might have just changed. I just see now that he's gone on vacation, so I'm ready to talk about it.
Where has he gone on vacation?
He's in Mexico.
Okay.
Oh, what part? I'm going to Mexico next week. I don't want to run into him.
I don't think you will. He didn't. Sorita?
He won't. Where?
Where is this? Let me see. Just working off the clock here. It's not the day I do summer vacation. Watch. What? It is.
Guzman Row 15.
Just north of Puerto Vallarta.
Okay, yeah, no. I'm not going to run into him. He looks happy, though. He looks chill.
He looks super
chill.
Look
at that shirt, man.
That water. The plastic bag of water.
I got to pull this up. I have to pull this up.
I can't rip a guy when he looks like that. He's just chilling.
Where are you finding this?
With the least fire takes. All right.
Just Google Greg Monroe Instagram and then go to his Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
It's okay. Moose Monroe 15.
I'm sharing my trade secrets right now.
Okay. Oh, is this the one where he's with a bottle of water? Staying hydrated? Okay. All right.
And well, he wore something
photo,
wild in the playoffs.
See the caption? The next photo? Big water.
big water.
That's one of the better Land Before Time sequels. Journey to Big Water. Anyway.
Can we make that his new nickname, Big Water?
big Water. Yeah, we should.
Is this part of the podcast? Because it feels like good material.
I mean, I'm recording now, so it could be.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to episode number 366 of Locked On Raptors for August, whatever the hell day it is. It's the summer, sometime in August, August 7th. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of LockedOnRaptors.com and RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter, as always, at WoodleySean. Find the show at Locked On Raptors. You can find links to every single episode. And, of course, make sure you're checking out the Locked On Podcast Network. Team-focused shows across the network, all 30 teams covered for you. Locked On Fantasy is already teeing you up for next season of fantasy basketball. There's still daily shows on Locked On NBA with a bunch of different hosts as well, so make sure you're finding a show that you like. And if you find a show you dig, subscribe to and rate and review all that stuff on iTunes, subscribe or Spotify, Stitcher, all those places where you get podcasts. So thank you in advance for taking the time to do that on the Locked On Raptors page. We've already been sort of introduced to our guest today. It's a Greg Monroe appreciation podcast or something like that, with a pair of returning guests. First up, fresh off of her appearance on an episode that someone described as a BoJack Horseman-ass episode of Locked On Raptors, it's Katie Heindel. How's it going?
Someone said that.
Yeah, someone said, I'm listening to the Locked On Raptors DeMar pod, and it's making me feel like BoJack Horseman. So that's...
I hate adult cartoons. I don't like that.
Anyway, I'm totally cut out there, but I'll assume that you were really appreciative of the praise. And also joining us on today's show. I know. I cut the tail end of what you were saying. Also on today's show is another returning guest from CBS Sports. It's James Herbert. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me. Is it really a Greg Monroe appreciation podcast? Are we just going to... talk about the various qualities we love about Greg Monroe for the next whatever half hour?
Yeah, it's not really appreciation. It's more like a get-to-know Greg Monroe. So I put out the call for questions because when I decided I was going to do a podcast talking about the Raptors signing Greg Monroe to a one-year veteran minimum deal, which is the news I guess we should get to, I figured we'd only have like 10 minutes of content because who really cares? Greg Monroe is going to be the 14th man. He's an awkward fit, sort of. He's going to force them to not play their best lineups all the time, blah, 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 blah. That stuff's boring. It was going to take 10 minutes, and I solicited questions on how to fill the rest of the podcast. And Mark Deeks, you should know him from NBA Twitter, came back at us with, why don't you make it all about Greg Monroe? And gave us about 10 different questions about Greg Monroe, ranging from very specific to ethereal and philosophical. And we're just going to cover a bunch of those. I've taken some of Mark's questions, so thanks to Mark for the assist on this podcast, and also added some of my own. And we're just going to roll through a bunch of questions about Greg Monroe, and you guys can share your feelings on him. And by the end of this, we should know exactly how Raptors fans should feel about him. Are you guys ready to do this?
Ready to share my feelings.
Okay. That's Katie's usually on when we have the feelings episodes, so you're in the right place.
I'm the feelings commentator.
I've got feelings too, guys.
We'll see. You do have feelings about the King Cake Baby, which is usually what we talk about on here, so
I warm fuzzy feelings for the King Cake Baby at all times.
Yeah, I when they said that the Pelicans were searching for a new mascot, I was compelled to potentially apply, but it was for Pierre the Pelican, who's only sort of good as a mascot.
No,
yeah,
no, you don't. He's awful. No, you don't want to be the
Thank
second
God.
Best.
He's dead.
Imagine He's being wow. King Cake Baby. God, what an honor that must be to be that guy. I would like to do a feature on him. Someone pay me to write that. Anyway, Greg Monroe. Maybe he'll be the King Cake Baby in a couple years if this doesn't go well with the Raptors. But
he's from Louisiana, right?
Sure. He almost signed with the Pelicans last year, right? Before he signed with the Celtics. Maybe the Pelicans were only offering him the King Cake Baby ship and not sparing playoff minutes like the Celtics were. We don't know. All right, I have like 10 questions here, so we should probably get to these because the bosses are very mad when these go long. So let's keep this short and sweet. Question number one that I have about Greg Monroe. This one comes from Mark Deeks. Katie, we'll start with you. What do you think Greg Monroe would love to accomplish or do more of?
It seems like he wants to drink as much water as possible, judging by his Instagram. Which I'm here for. It's really hot, middle of the summer. He's going to come to Toronto. He's going to need to stay hydrated. But for me, this feels rude to say as a woman, but I need to see him smile more.
I couldn't have asked for a better, more succinct answer than that. James, what do you think Greg Monroe would like to accomplish more of that is not proper hydration?
I think he just wants to play more basketball. Like, the sense I got last year with the Celtics was that he was not particularly thrilled to be behind Sir Aaron Baines in the rotation.
I mean, would you
and
be?
This is
who would be anywhere just in your life.
Yeah, I mean that's a fair point, but that's also why this confused me, because I thought he would go somewhere where there was like no other really tall guys, and he went to a team that has arguably too many of them, and he's going to show up here with his enormous bottle of water, and I think he's mostly going to be on the bench, so I don't feel great about him accomplishing his goal of playing more basketball.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Ideally he would play like 10 minutes a night over like 35 games. That's kind of my sweet spot for Greg Monroe, and like only in emergency duty. I wonder if they promised him more playing time, and then that leads me to have some concerns about how they're going to deploy lineups and stuff like that. But yeah, I'd also agree. I don't think there's much of a path here for him to accomplish more than just drinking a lot of water on the bench. So if that's what he wants to do, drink water, he's going to have ample opportunities for that. So.
I'm just worried about whether or not he will be smiling when he's on the bench. I hope he will be, but I have my doubts.
We'll get some more of the... Sorry,
good place to be.
On. Yeah, I mean, there's...
I mean, this specific bench is a good place to be.
Yeah, you're surrounded by lots of youth. There's cool dunks. There's... Pascal is looking for a new buddy. Maybe Greg Monroe will slide into the vacuum left by Jakob Poeltl. What
you
a strange...
You can't just replace Jakob like that.
I know you can't just replace him, and there will always be a part of Pascal's heart that knows Greg Monroe is not Jakob Poeltl, but you gotta fill that hole somehow. And, I'm just theorizing here. Question number two. James, let's start with you for this one. How would you change Greg Monroe? This also comes from Mark Deeks.
I would love to completely change Greg Monroe. I would love for him to be a totally different type of basketball player, because the one that he is now had him, like, weirdly playing point guard for the Celtics last year, because, like, the Celtics figured out, like, the most useful thing to do was to just have him have the ball at the beginning of the possession and then, like, never touch it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I don't know, like, a jump shot, better defense, all the things that, like, make other big guys able to stay on the floor in today's NBA, I guess.
That's fair,
or
Katie.
Maybe I wouldn't change him, but I would just put him in a time machine and just put him in the late 90s or mid 90s, where he'd probably be an all-star.
Oh, you've already touched on the time machine. That's part of my answer, but Katie, you go first.
Okay.
How would you change Greg Monroe?
I mean, like, that seems mean already. So personally, like, not, no offense, like, nothing, but I guess, you know, from a technical standpoint, he could stand to be a bit of a better defensive player.
Fair. That's, yeah, good. I can't argue with that. My answer also involves time travel. I would retroactively go back and have Greg Monroe pick a different school to go to, because I think Georgetown stink is a very real thing. I don't know if it's like a Michael Sweetney curse or something like that, but Jeff Green, Roy Hibbert, Greg Monroe, these are the last three big names to come out of Georgetown, and their careers certainly did not pan out, I think, the way that they maybe looked like they would a couple of years into their careers. I mean, Greg Monroe goes from being the apple of the Knicks' eye, which is something, and is now making a minimum deal after playing out the string with the Suns last year after being offloaded by the Bucks because they were upset that they paid him all that money 3 years ago. So go somewhere else, and maybe the Georgetown stink is not on you, Greg, and maybe we're talking about a player who's maybe in the shoes of a Jonas Valanciunas, who is not a modern player by most standards, but has managed to find out a role. And I think Greg Monroe, had he not gone to Georgetown, the team that in a past life I used to root for, I think things could have been different for him. So that's what I would change about Greg Monroe. Question 3. Katie, we'll go back to you. What is stopping you from becoming Greg Monroe?
Hello.
Obviously not the actual person incarnate, but, you know, just the general things,
like,
that Greg Monroe
his body
is. Yeah.
Like, entering into his body. I can't do that. I don't have those capabilities yet. For being him, I certainly don't drink enough water. I'm not on vacation right now in Mexico. That's about it. I mean, you know what? The more I think about it, we have some things in common. Maybe more in common than we have not in common. So,
fair enough. James, your rebuttal?
I think it's mainly the height. I feel like if I was 6'11", I could adopt a pretty, like, Greg Monroe-like outlook on the world and inhabit his personality decently well.
Mm-hmm.
But what's his personality? We don't know this. I don't know.
He's just very chill. Like, it makes sense to me. He's from Louisiana. He's just sort of, like, this laid-back guy. Like, I've interviewed him a couple of times, and he's very nice. He has a very deep voice and speaks kind of slowly, but then you look at the answers and you're like, oh, that's pretty thoughtful. Like, that's a pretty cool guy.
Okay, good. This is helping
and
me.
Yeah. So
now I feel bad for dumping on the guy.
Yeah,
I mean, I felt bad every time I've said something rude about him. It doesn't bring me great joy. I just don't happen to love his game. But, like, that's the other thing about the time travel is, like, if we put him in the 90s in the NBA, or even if we put him in a different era of Georgetown, like, we don't even, like, to me, you were saying, Sean, how he couldn't go to Georgetown, but if he went to Georgetown in, like, the 80s or the 70s, like, all those centers that went there turned out to be all-stars, right?
True.
They turned out to have great careers. So I think it's just sort of bad luck for him that he's playing in today's NBA, but he's a pretty chill guy, and yeah, it's mainly the height. I think I could kind of inhabit his Monroe-ness.
Fair enough. For me, it's more of a sort of, it's not exactly like the physical embodiment, but I think the thing keeping me from becoming Greg Monroe is, like, I don't know, it feels like maybe we're in a bit of an era where technology is kind of stagnated a bit. We've kind of figured out the best way to do at least this job, And if it ever gets more complex or intricate, or the youngs start coming up and being more proficient at the stuff that is required to do this kind of job, then I think I'm going to become Greg Monroe, and I'll be doing my podcast on Audacity while some other, you know, young folks are using the podcast, new podcast software or whatever it is that makes stuff sound better than this crappy podcast does. So that's probably what's keeping me, the world being terrible and people diverting their attention away from advancements in technology in niche areas and markets. So that's my answer.
When you put it that way, we're all slowly on the way to becoming Greg Monroe.
That's not an unfair
There's
statement.
There's nothing we can do about it.
All of our parents, I think, could probably be categorized as Greg Monroes.
Yeah. Oh man.
The Greg Monroes that birthed me.
All right. Next question here. James, we'll go with you first. What number should Greg Monroe wear with the Raptors? I believe he's only worn number 0, if I'm not mistaken. That could be wrong. Let me look it up.
I think he's worn like 55, right?
Let's look it up.
I don't want to...
10 with Detroit.
He has worn the numbers...
Well, he can't wear 10.
No, he can't.
He definitely
not.
Can't wear 10.
Why does Basketball
also,
Reference not show... Oh, he's okay. He's worn 10, 15, 14, and 55. What should he wear?
Okay, none of those. He should... wear something really weird. Like, just do that kind of thing. What did he... Wait, which one did he wear with the Celtics?
55.
Was he 55 with the... Because usually people go to the Celtics, and since they have all those retired numbers, they have to go with, like, 72 or something.
Yeah.
I just want him to wear a number that nobody else in the NBA is wearing.
I'm very pro-weird numbers, so I agree with you there. Katie, do you have a particularly strong stance on this?
Yeah, like, he seems like a 77
is not, isn't that what Doncic is wearing?
Oh
shit. Classic. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Taj Gibson wore 67, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Luka Doncic already has 3 nicknames on Basketball Reference. Sorry? I was
53.
Distracted.
53? Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Fair.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
53 fits with my requirement because I don't think there's another 53.
Yeah, I don't want to look it up. Just Luka Doncic already has 3 nicknames on Basketball Reference. That seems excessive.
Wait, what are they?
The Don, Wonder Boy, and Swaggy L, which is the saddest thing
that's
ever.
That's not real.
Swaggy L just sounds like a stylish loss. Like you lost like any one of DeMar DeRozan's losses in the dunk contest.
They were Swaggy L's.
Yeah.
But like let's be real, nobody has called Luka Doncic Swaggy L or the Don.
I mean, I'm only gonna call him Swaggy L now. Wonder Boy, where does Wonder Boy even come from?
Is it because he's Tenacious D song?
Is it because he's super white? And it's a bread reference?
I think it's because he's super young and was, like, awesome. So here's the Wonder Boy.
That's fair. Okay. Well, we've gotten off track. Question number 5. If there is one person who could have taken his place on this roster, who do you wish it was, Katie?
Kylo Quinn.
Well, explain the reasoning here.
Just look at him. Great smile. just looks like the nicest fucking dude you could ever hope to have on your team. Also, a pretty versatile player. I think you get more bang for your buck with Kylo Quinn. No offense, Moose.
I think I agree. Also, Kylo Quinn famously was in the video that first revealed skinny Kyle Lowry to the world. So, there's that as well.
I think it was on his Instagram, the picture.
Yeah, it was.
Also,
they're great friends.
Yeah, I'm down for a tandem of Kyles being best pals on this team. I agree. I've wanted Kylo Quinn for a while. I believe I said when Amir Johnson left that I hope they signed Kylo Quinn before the Knicks signed him. So yeah, I'm fully on board with this. James, do you have an alternative answer?
Well, the other thing about O'Quinn though is it would be huge for the bar mitzvah industry in Toronto because that's a thing that Kyle O'Quinn does, just show up to people's bar mitzvahs and like be the life of the party. So,
like, that uninvited would have been nice. Or just like unannounced.
He like arranges it somehow. There's a whole story about it. Ian Begley wrote it last year for ESPN. It's really good.
I gotta look that up.
I'll go, like, look, Sean and I, we already know, like, we're going to have the same answer for this. It's Quincy Acey.
Yep.
He looks very similar to Kyle O'Quinn. they share quite a few similarities. He's also extremely nice, great smile, just a fun-loving guy, good guy to have in the locker room. Loves Toronto. And I think, like, you could argue that even though he's been a bench warmer and a journeyman, I think you could argue he's a more useful player than Greg Monroe at this point, simply because he can stretch the floor. Like, he's worked super hard to change his game and become a three-point shooter. He still plays really hard and goes for rebounds and fouls people in his physical and all that. But he can also shoot, and I think the Raptors can just use more big dudes that can shoot.
All agreed. I also think the poetry that would come with Quincy Acey arriving to the team after sort of being attached to the trade, not particularly out of necessity, just because he was a guy on the team to match money. Like, it's not like he was like a problem with the team. To be welcomed back to the team as they've kind of taken the next step into NBA relevance by trading for Kawhi after the Dwayne Casey, DeMar DeRozan era, I think there's some poetry there that I would have liked to have seen come to fruition. But alas, Greg Monroe was on the team. We'll move on to the next question about Greg Monroe. James, we'll start with you. Will Greg Monroe have a moment with the Raptors? And if so, what team do you think it will come against?
Oh man, the moment is usually against the Raptors, but now that team is no longer available to him as an opponent. I don't know. Yeah, he'll have a moment. Like, he's in the right matchup, he can just post up and like just score over little guys. So if I was a better analyst, I would think of some of the teams that just like don't really have big guys on the second unit that he could score against. But like, yeah, there'll be a game or two where he's just unstoppable and he scores like 20 points in like 20 minutes. It'll happen.
Katie?
Yeah, I think, I think the Raptors are good for, like, giving everybody moments, like, letting everybody shine just a little bit. We've seen it happen, pretty much everybody on the team. But I think, I feel like his moment's going to come played against Boston.
I was going to say the same thing. They're a small team, they go small. Over Al Horford, who soaked up all of his minutes that he was supposed to receive as the backup center there.
And the coward Aaron Baines.
Yeah, I fully agree. It's going to come against the Celtics.
A revenge moment, the best type.
Maybe against the Pistons as well. Sort of like a double, like the Raptors will get revenge on Dwayne Casey for him doing really good things with the team. And then Greg Monroe will get his revenge against the Pistons for choosing Andre Drummond over him. I don't know. Probably the right decision in hindsight. Maybe there's no revenge there. Maybe it'll do come against the Suns.
There's more revenge against Boston because it's fresher. Like, the Pistons have turned over their management, like, twice.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Next question here. This will start with Katie, of course. Currently, according to Katie's reporting, Greg Monroe is in Mexico, as previously alluded to. What does his destination choice say about him, Katie?
In Mexico?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out like crazy.
You're the one who's cutting out.
If you can hear me, if it's destined
you're good.
To be.
I hear you. It's okay.
I think his vacation destination says... Okay. I think his vacation destination says a lot about him. I think we can tell by the shirt that he's wearing. You know, it's half open. It's a bold print. He's got some type of, like, bracelet on. He's smiling. He's looking off camera. Someone just told him a joke or he just got distracted. But, you know, he looks really happy. I think it's, like, an easy breezy kind of style of vacation. And it sounds like he's, like, an easy breezy style of a dude. So I feel like it's a good sign. I also love a, like, mid-early August vacation for in the NBA offseason. It gives me some content. And, you know, it's cutting pretty close. I feel like the dudes that take vacations now are the ones that, like, are like, oh, shit, it's kind of now or never. The summer kind of got away from them. You know, it happens to all of us.
Fair enough. James, do you have any opinions on Greg Monroe's choice of destination for his vacation.
Yeah, I'm not going to contradict any of that. I think it's a wonderful choice. I think it reflects well on him. I myself will be traveling to Mexico next week. So I completely approve of his decision to spend some of his August there. I think, yeah, it says only great things about Greg Monroe and where his head is at. And I think it portends well for his upcoming season with the Raptors.
I also think
you are obsessed with Greg Monroe.
Honestly, like, as soon as I saw the Instagram with him in Mexico, I started to have much warmer feelings about this signing in general.
I think in general, this podcast, aside from the first couple questions, has reflected upon Greg Monroe pretty favorably.
If you start asking basketball questions again, we'll rip them.
Why would we do that? It's August 7th. my take on that is I agree with all of what you guys said. Mexico's a great place to vacation. And I also do think, though, it implies, like, you know, he's not going on anything elaborate. He's not going to Bora Bora. He's not going on a big trip to Europe. I think he understands that maybe the peak of his earnings in the NBA have kind of happened, and he's on the tailspin now. And, you know, the $2.2 million he's going to make this year, nothing to sneeze at. But also, you can't be frivolous with your vacation expenditures now, and I think it's a smart and wise. It suggests to me that Greg Monroe is a good manager of his money, which I think is a good quality to have.
I think it's good that you don't write the vacation watch column. It's very boring what you just said. Fiscal responsible vacations by Sean.
Are you aware of how much money Greg Monroe's first contract after his rookie contract was, Sean?
Oh boy.
I don't think he needs to be fiscally responsible.
The Milwaukee Bucks sure are. I can tell you that. All right, last question. We'll start with James. James, I mean, we're all Canadians here. James, have you ever eaten moose?
Never.
Never? Would you eat moose?
Never even. I don't think so.
No?
I'm not a super adventurous eater.
What is the most adventurous thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, God. You know that place? This is not that adventurous. I've eaten kangaroo before. They have, like, a kangaroo sausage at that place Versed on King Street in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, I think I might have had that.
I think we've all just shared the same answer.
wow.
Kangaroo at the Sausage Beer Hall.
Yes.
On King West. Very outside the box. Katie, same question. Have you ever eaten moose? Will you ever eat moose? In what form would you eat moose?
I think I have had it. I think I had it in, like, a ravioli or, like, a tortellini or something like that.
Hmm.
It just, like, kind of gamey. It tastes pretty strong.
Right.
Like, a bit stringy. I think it was aided by the sauce that it was in.
As most food is. Most food is just a vessel for sauce, so.
I guess the weirdest thing I ate, maybe that kangaroo sausage we're talking about. Maybe we should take Greg Monroe there.
No, he'll go there with Pascal Siakam on their first bonding trip.
Oh, you're really shipping these guys.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for Pascal. He's kind of missing his boy. I'm trying to fill that hole in his heart and all of our hearts as well. It'd be a fun odd couple, I think. You know? Maybe not. Whatever. You guys don't seem to be as into this as me. I haven't eaten moose.
I can't see it.
I haven't eaten moose. I probably would eat moose. Because why not? If the moose... So, I like, hunting and stuff for sport, I don't really dig. But if you're going to use the moose respectfully and use all the parts and make use of it, then I'm game for that. So, yeah. Give me some moose. And the game thing
was
definitely
a pun.
Yes.
That was a pun that you didn't realize. Yeah,
that's good. All right, that's the end of my line of questioning here. I think we've all gotten to know Greg Monroe better here, or something, or gotten to know ourselves better. Katie, thank you.
I do not know I'm just confused about my feelings and thoughts about Greg Monroe and life at this point.
Well, that's I guess that's a good side effect. Self-reflection is never a bad thing. James, thank you so much for coming on the show. Do you have anything you'd like to plug? You're going to Mexico. Would you like to plug that?
Yeah, I'll plug my Instagram for my vacation photos.
Make sure you stay hydrated, please.
Absolutely. I'll be drinking lots of Topo Chico, my favorite Mexican sparkling water.
Right on. And Big Water as well. Make sure you have Big Water.
Big water.
I don't know if it's a brand, but yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
Katie, thank you so much for coming on as well. Do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Thanks for having me. I want to plug, as always, in the summer vacation watch. And I want to plug DeMar DeRozan's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, DeMar.
Happy birthday, DeMar.
If you want to reflect on DeMar, oh boy, a couple of back in the feed, myself and Katie got into it about DeMar. I'm getting a little emotional thinking about it. Go check it out.
We should plug Katie's piece on DeMar at Raptors Republic with everybody's songs for the playlist.
Oh, hell yeah! Well. Why didn't you plug that, Katie?
I was happy to contribute.
Cool plug for James, too.
I didn't get asked to be part of it, but that's okay.
You were on vacation.
Yeah, I know. I was all set. I know like four songs, so I probably wouldn't have been very good at it anyway.
Wait, what are the four songs you have, Sean?
I don't know. They're probably Wilco songs or something. I just don't try to find new music, so I end up just like, oh, I like this album. I'll listen to that for a month, and then I'll change it later. I don't know. I listen to more podcasts than anything else, so. Music's just something that's on. It's not something I actively see.
I didn't ask you.
Your piece is better off for it, so.
It would have been great if there was just a section that said, Sean Woodley, Raptors HQ, music is just something that's on.
You can add that if you want.
It's philosophical. I feel like it might have fit with the overall nature of the piece.
DeMar's career was something that was just on, and you take it for granted when it's over. It's now it's no longer on or something. Guys, thank you so much for coming on, and we will talk to you next time. Everyone, subscribe, rate, review on iTunes. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'm doing a podcast with John Corrales of Locked On Celtics to talk about the Raptors and Celtics, because that is untouched content so far this offseason. So stay tuned for that and a whole bunch of other stuff. We'll probably do two or three a week for the rest of the summer. How we fill those, we'll probably have more dumb crap like this, but it'll be, I mean, dumb crap is better than the straight-laced stuff anyway. So we'll have more of that. Maybe Katie will supply another thing that we can dramatically read. Who knows? Stay tuned for all that and a lot more in the coming weeks on Locked On Raptors, and we will talk to you next time.